Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. And from there, he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Today is St. Patrick's Day. I hate to break it to you, but St. Patrick wasn't Irish. He was British. Britain had been a Roman province since 43 AD, and Catholicism was introduced there in the mid-first century, becoming well-established by the early 300s. However, by the time Patrick was born, around the year 385, Britain had grown complacent in their faith and had begun to drift away from Christ. Although St. Patrick's father was a deacon and his grandfather a married priest, he admitted, "I did not then believe in the living God, nor even when I was a child." Patrick was not alone in this. Like thousands of other Britons, he was captured by pirates and sold into slavery in Ireland. Reflecting on this later, he wrote, "We deserved this because we had gone away from God and did not keep his commandments. We would not listen to our priests who advised us about how we could be saved." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Before his capture and enslavement, Patrick, like many others, lived a life of comfort, but spiritual emptiness. The danger of a comfortable life is that when we believe we have everything we need, we can convince ourselves that we don't need Jesus, and we stop praying. And when we stop praying, God cannot fill our souls, leaving us empty. Yet, unaware of what we're missing, we redouble our efforts to find fulfillment in more success, more entertainment, more travel, more experiences. But it doesn't work. It's a race where the more we chase, the less it fulfills, and the ultimate prize is lost. It mirrors the paradox of addiction, where increased consumption yields diminishing returns and worse consequences. In the end, spiritual slavery inevitably leads to physical slavery. We become enslaved to a way of life that never satisfies, but we can't break the addiction, and we become more and more restless. As St. Augustine famously wrote in the Confessions, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it rests in you." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. In his autobiography, Patrick wrote, I remained in death and unbelief until I was reproved strongly and actually brought low by hunger and nakedness daily. It was there that the Lord opened my awareness of my lack of faith. Even though it came about late, I recognized my failings, so I turned with all my heart to the Lord my God, and he looked down on my lowliness and had mercy on my youthful ignorance. Patrick had given in to pride. Pride fosters self-reliance, convincing us that we have everything under control. Now, we may profess belief in God, yet we live as though we don't really need him. This is why we devote so little time to prayer, so much to work and entertainment. Then, in his mercy, God allows trials, sometimes very painful ones, to shake us from this illusion, permitting a dark night that strips away everything we have depended on. Patrick experienced this firsthand when he was enslaved in Ireland for 6 years. Stripped of everything, his only option was to turn to God. And his enslavement was his saving grace. Our dark nights are also our saving grace, because they expose the futility of self-reliance. But it's ultimately an act of God's mercy, awakening us from our pride, stirring a hunger for prayer, and leading to a deeper faith and purification. Again, Patrick writes, after I arrived in Ireland, I tended sheep every day, and I prayed frequently during the day. More and more the love of God increased in my sense of awe before God. Faith grew, and my spirit was moved, so that in one day I would pray up to 100 times, and at night perhaps the same. I even remained in the woods and on the mountain, and I would rise to pray before dawn in snow and ice and rain. Suffering stripped Patrick of self-reliance and moved him to prayer. And prayer brought him from a dead faith to a living faith. But that's the process for everyone. Mother Teresa said, in the silence of the heart, God speaks. The fruit of silence is prayer, and the fruit of prayer is faith. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Once Patrick was freed from his spiritual slavery to pride and self-reliance, then God delivered him from physical slavery. He escaped from Ireland and made it safely back home to Britain. Now you might think the story would end there. After all, Patrick had learned his lesson. He had faith. He had a deep prayer life. He could have simply settled down and lived a good, quiet life. But that's not what he did. Instead, he returned to pagan Ireland, fully aware that he could be captured and enslaved again, or even martyred. He risked everything for the love of Christ and the salvation of souls. Yet, in a remarkably short time, through the power of God, Patrick converted all of Ireland to Christ. Patrick was willing to take a risk, and through him, countless souls were saved. What prevents you from taking the risk to invite family or friends to encounter Jesus in prayer? Have you been rejected by them? Or do you fear the loss of the relationship? Maybe you just don't know what the next right step is. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. What can we do to help our family and friends have faith? Remember the process from Patrick. Prayer leads to conversion and faith. If you want them to have faith, then we need to invite them to prayer. Now, I know it seems that if they need conversion and faith, why would they want to pray? But God's grace is there to help you and them. His actual grace will carry us to prayer, which will ignite conversion and faith. We just have to trust that God's actual grace is there and then invite. But how do we do this? Well, step one, you commit yourself to be a person of prayer. Daily meditation and a resolution. Step two, take the initiative to spend time with your inner circle of people regularly, habitually. Why? Well, so that you can tell them they're going to hell for their unbelief. No, so that you can show them their infinite worth by your genuine delight in them. Put all your effort into getting to know them better and delighting in them more. Step three, when the time is right, invite them to prayer. How will you know when the time is right? By step one and two. If you are dedicated to prayer, the Spirit will lead you. And if you spend time with the people in your life and you get to know them better and better, then you will know when the time is right. But one of the best ways is to invite them to your home. Give them hospitality, a meal, good conversation, and then say, "Hey, I pray the rosary every day around this time. Would you like to pray the rosary with me?" And then leave them totally free with no pressure. Prayer moves us from a dead faith to a living faith. That was the key for Patrick, and it is for everyone. So don't hide your prayer and invite someone to pray the rosary with you. Our Lady is asking us to gather our family and friends around her in the rosary. So let's risk something for God and for souls like Patrick. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, this is my confirmation day, my name day.
That is a good reason to celebrate.
Yeah, I took St. Patrick as my confirmation name way back when I was in sixth grade.
Why did you choose St. Patrick?
I chose St. Patrick because, well, first of all, even though I have the last name Schürzlich, which is German, I'm adopted and I'm almost 100% Irish.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is that in sixth grade, I really liked Notre Dame football. The Fighting Irish. Yes, that's why I took Patrick.
See, this is the funny thing about confirmation, because I feel like a lot of people, they almost find their faith a little bit afterwards. So it's kind of funny to ask why most saints, because you're going to get a lot of middle school answers.
Yeah, your older sister chose St. Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that moment in her life, she was mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think St. Barbara's father may have cut her head off.
Hmm. I can't imagine Grace chose JL for any good reasons either.
Oh, but JL fits her perfectly.
You're right.
I don't know if all of our friends praying with us know who JL is. JL, from the book of Judges, was that very strong Israelite woman who, when the Canaanites were attacking the Israelites, and actually in Valley of Armageddon, right there at the foot of Mount Tabor, as we were discussing mm-hmm. yesterday, and the Israelites were getting defeated soundly, at one point, because they were fighting right outside the villages, Jael went out to the Canaanite general and invited him to her home, her tent, for some refreshment. And she got him drunk, and then she took a tent spike and drove it through his head when he was passed out.
That's insane.
And when I
told... You know, the Bible's a crazy story.
And when I told Grace that story, when we were in Israel, she said, that will be my confirmation saint.
Yeah.
Even more funny, God rest his soul, Archbishop Kelleher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when you come up to be confirmed, the bishop will ask you, what name have you chosen?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, J.L. And immediately Archbishop Kelleher said out loud, whoa, what a woman.
That's very accurate.
He knew his scriptures.
Yeah. But you know, I think it's kind of fitting with St. Patrick's Day because much like why we usually choose our confirmation saints, I think with celebrating St. Patrick's Day, it's so strange what the intention has become. I'm not even talking about getting drunk as a holiday, but I think it's funny that we don't celebrate St. Patrick's Day to celebrate St. Patrick. We celebrate just the concept of being Irish, which is a little silly.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I got really famous or something and people were like, we're going to celebrate June 24th, the birthday of Teresa Schuerschlick, and they're like, you know, because she was American. And then they all just did American things. I'd be like, hey. But I think to a degree, we don't know how to celebrate feast days anymore.
That's a really good point.
Also, name days. This is a really cool. I remember reading War and Peace, and I like how much they celebrate name days, where all the people who have that name get together, and they're celebrated, and they remember their patron saint. But I feel like we should treat it that way.
Well, first of all, what is the best way to celebrate? And I think it's to actually delight in God. So go to Mass,
mm-hmm,
and delight in God. Thank God. And then secondly, delight in the good people in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So get them together so that you can delight in them. And then do good things together so you can delight in those.
So you can still do that St. Patrick's Day. But maybe this is the time to give you your daily, your yearly PSA that we are Catholic. Many of us are Irish. Still shouldn't get drunk. This is not your one free pass, even if it's in Lent.
That's a good public service announcement. Mm-hmm. Well, I am not going to get drunk today.
I appreciate that.
Am going to celebrate.
No one wants to see that.
I am going to gather all my friends, family and friends, and I am going to, mm-hmm, celebrate my name day of St. Patrick.
Perfect.
So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.